You're listening to the SCAC 20th Anniversary Podcast. The Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference is celebrating its 20th anniversary, 1991 through 2011. As a part of the celebration, the conference is taking a look back at the top 20 moments over the past 20 years of each sport. Today, we are looking back at the top moment in women's cross-country history, November 22nd, 2008. Trinity University posts the best finish by a SCAC school in national championship meet history as the Tiger women finished sixth at the 2008 NCAA Women's Cross-Country Championships at Hanover College, led by a 17th place individual finish by senior Emily Leffler in a time of 21:31.04. The Trinity finishes with 317 points, just 7 points behind 5th place University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire. Leffler earns All-American honors with her finish and becomes Trinity's first ever cross-country All-American, male or female. Today I'm joined by then head coach and current head coach of the Tiger cross-country program, Jenny Brewer. And Jenny, thanks so much for joining us and congratulations.
Sure, thank you.
Coach, first of all, just take me back through that day, how you prepared and what you remember as that day unfolded.
We arrived in Indiana and it was snowing on us, and so my girls from Texas were all pretty animated about that. We took pictures and we got settled. We'd been to several national championships before, and it had snowed on us the last couple years. It'd been really, really cold, so everyone was fairly familiar with it, even though we weren't used to it from Texas, but we were just excited to be there and ready to race. We won the regional that year, and we knew we were a good team.
Coach, like in most sports, obviously there are individual accolades, but what makes cross country so unique is the team aspect to the sport. While a team can have an outstanding runner like you'd had in Emily Leffler, really the team is only as good as their fifth runner. Just talk about the team aspect of cross country and what made Trinity really so strong in 2008.
In 2008, we had a really good top. We had a great pack of girls, but we had a really good three seniors who provided really a wonderful leadership for us. And coupled with Emily was Eder and Deanne Arthur. They both just provided that extra bond that we needed to go into the national championships. And it was just a lot of fun. It's always fun when you win. But we were pretty underrated all year. We hadn't been ranked at all going into the season, so we were excited to go in and prove to everyone at the regional that we could win and that we were a good team.
Coach, what do you remember telling your team right before the race?
I remember them lubing up with olive oil all over their legs because it was about 30 degrees, and they were getting ready to, they were doing the countdown for, 30 minutes before, and all the girls had heard that if they put olive oil on their legs, it would insulate them so that they could run without tights, and I just remember telling them to do exactly what they did to get here, and that was just execute and run the way that they had run at the regional meet and at the conference meet that year, and just take it, to the next level. And if they just did what they had been doing all year, they would be very successful.
You mentioned those seniors, Coach. I remember talking to you earlier about Deanne Arthur and how she had struggled with an injury throughout the season and really came through in the clutch at the national meet. Just talk about the way she was able to perform and be in her senior year, how she was able to come back and be so positive on this team.
Well, she had been injured really since the first meet of the year, and she cross-trains like no one has ever cross-trained before. She would usually be in the pool an average of 2 hours a day doing workouts, running in the pool, in the deep end of the pool, with a belt tied to her, tied to the ladder, and she would run with like a bungee cord, and she would run away from the ladder and do workouts that way so she'd have some resistance. And then she'd usually spend another hour or so doing spinning workouts on the bike. And she just was able to come back. She did not race at conference. She came back and raced at regionals, which was only her second race of the year, I believe, at that point. And was in the, I think, seventh, maybe, or eighth overall at that race. And had done so the year before as well and won the meet the year before, doing the same thing, just cross-training all fall. So for her to be able to put that much intensity intensity into cross training, and just shows her character and her strength and her commitment to our team. Because really, without her, we would not have finished as high as we did.
You know, as I mentioned, Emily Loeffler became the first ever Trinity University cross country runner, male or female, to earn All American honors. What did that accomplishment mean to you as a head coach, and what do you remember your feelings as you saw her accepting her All American honor?
I just remember being so proud of her because of her commitment and watching her finally achieve it in cross country. It had been a long time coming. She'd done it in track, and it just been, you know, there's nothing like cross country season. So she just always, it had been a goal of her since freshman year, and so to watch her do that as her senior year was just really special. And then combined with the team finish was just you know, made for just one of those memories you'll, as a coach, you'll never ever forget.
You know, the SCAC is such a competitive conference, Coach. Just talk about the league and the SCAC, how it's grown over the past years, and what makes this league so competitive in cross country.
Well, because we are made up of teams from three different regions, it's not uncommon to be at the national championships and see four teams from our conference at the national championships. And each region only takes usually two or three teams from their region to the national championship meet. And so, you know, it just shows you that from three different regions we're at the top, all of the schools. And so, you know, it can be disheartening sometimes because you can finish third or fourth in the conference and then go on to win your region because the conference is just that tough. But it makes it, once we move beyond the conference championships, when we get to the regional meet and we get to the national level, you know, it's all about being part of the SCAC, and it's no longer, you know, from your individual school, everyone's real supportive of one another, being, you know, that we all represent the same conference.
Coach, talk about Emily Loeffler as a runner. What made her so outstanding and the impact she had on the Trinity University cross-country program throughout her 4 years at school?
Emily was a leader from the day she stepped on campus, and that resonates through your program. You know, when you have somebody as a freshman who is very vocal and outspoken, but positive and just outstanding in every way. You know, she really contributed to the success of the team and the team chemistry, and was able to bring along some of the girls who were, Liz Eater and Deanne had not run in for four. Liz ran in high school, but she just ran cross country. She wasn't a track runner, and Deanne had been a gymnast and in high school. And so kind of bringing them along and really kind of showing them the ropes and then just setting a good example for everybody was key to us being successful.
You know, also at that NCAA competition in 2008, fellow SCAC competitors finished really well. DePaul University's Lauren Reich, in a time of 21:35, finished in 27th place. Rhodes College's Taylor Stevens, 21:44.90, earned 35th place. All three of them earning All American honors, giving SCAC three individual All American honors for the first in the same championship for the first time ever. I know when I talked to Emily, she said, and you mentioned it a little bit earlier, but she felt like they were all really running for the SCAC, not necessarily running against each other at that time. Just talk about what you remember seeing all three of them being up there together, and what that meant for the SCAC.
I remember we were all screaming at Taylor because she was a freshman. She didn't know necessarily exactly where she was. It's hard to know exactly where you are at that point. And we were just screaming. She had to beat one more person so she could, you know, be 35th because nobody wants to be 36th. It's a terrible place to be. And so when she did that, I remember just standing at the line and Emily was next to me and we were all cheering her in. And then, you know, the same thing with Lauren, just, she's been real supportive. We were supportive of her last year when she finished fourth, and Caitlin finished eighth. That was really exciting, and we were able to, you know, she's now my assistant coach, and that just goes to show you that I think the SCAC is real close. Everybody identifies with one another because we all come from similar type schools. So it's just a lot of fun watching everybody. You want everybody to be successful, especially those that we compete against on a regular basis.
Coach, how have you grown as a head coach from an experience like that?
It just is one of those experiences you'll never forget. And, you know, it was fairly unexpected, and we hoped that we would finish in the top 10. And we knew we could finish in the top 10, but, you know, going into that race, I think the national championship, they finally had to rank us because we were one of the 32 teams. So I think they ended up ranking us somewhere around 28th or so. So it was fun to come in and just, you know, when we knew we had done fairly well and that we're waiting at the finish line, and they announced it, and we were just like unbelievable, just jumping up and down. Everyone was cheering, and it was great.
Coach, I know you. We had talked earlier that you said back earlier in your coaching career you had done work at Hanover. What did it mean to have such an outstanding experience and the excitement of that event go down and take place there at Hanover College?
That was wonderful because that was where I started my coaching career, and all the finish line staff and the officials and everybody who was working, who was standing right there when they announced the team scores, they were all my friends, and I still keep in touch with them, and my old athletic director was standing right there, and so it was just really special to, you know, for it to be 12 years later, and here I was, you know, celebrating such a monumental thing at their course where my coaching career started, so it was fun.
And finally, Coach, just sort of your lasting memories and images from the event and from that that top moment in SCAC cross-country history.
It was, you know, we finally beat DePaul, so that was a good day. We had a hard time doing that in cross-country. And so that was the two things I remember was I can't believe we finished sixth, and I can't believe we beat DePaul. We were, everyone, when they heard, they all ran from the finish line and just piled on top of each other. One of the parents had brought a tent, a heated tent, and we found the last remaining of the seventh or eighth girl was huddled in the tent. We all ran and jumped on her, and all the parents were just, everyone was just kind of jumping up and down in a big pile. So it was a lot of fun and just a special memory, and, you know, unexpected but expected at the same time. So we finally did it. It's sometimes a hard thing to build a cross-country team in Texas because it's not the most popular sport in Texas. But it was, you know, it was just one of those once-in-a-lifetime moments.
Trinity University head cross-country coach Jenny Brewer, again, coach of the Trinity Tigers and member of the top moment of the SCAC Top 20 Moments in cross-country history over the past 20 years. Coach, thanks again for your time. Congratulations on, you know, the top 20 moment in the SCAC cross-country history over the past 20 years, and best of luck as you move forward with your career.
Thank you.